Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host. And we have a lot of Star Wars action figure news to talk about already before going into Hasbro PulseCon. Plus, Target and Walmart have finally begun shipping a lot of the pre-orders. So, lots of stuff to talk about. Let's do it. So, Target has begun shipping out some of the pre-orders for the Vintage Collection and the Black Series, specifically for the Vintage Collection Boba Fett Morak figure and the Vintage Collection Axe Wolves figure, and then also, of course, the Black Series Boba Fett from the Droids cartoon and the Black Series Mandalorian Mando Christ figure, which also comes with a Spider and Grogu. So those figures have begun shipping or are just about to start shipping. And the case here in Seattle, I actually found two of those already on store shelves with Axe Wolves. I found him this morning. They had put out an entire case of him. And they also had the Mandalorian Mando Christ from the Black Series line. So stuff is starting to finally trickle out. And in the case of Target, they do seem to have this soft launch date with October 2nd. A lot of the pre-orders say that they will ship by October 2nd, so now seeing stores even putting stuff onto store shelves, that's a good sign. So if you didn't pre-order any of those, I think now this weekend is a good time to head out and see what you might be able to score at your local store. Good time to go on a toy run again. Walmart has also finally begun to ship out the pre-orders for the Vintage Collection. They had the R2-D2 on an Empire Strikes Back card with the periscope. They have the Imperial Gunner on a Return of the Jedi card. The two Bespin guards and the awesome-looking original trilogy Stormtrooper. Those five figures are finally shipping from Walmart, and they should be here either this weekend or early next week. Now, this past week, Amazon shipped out the Black Series Dark Trooper figure, and Hasbro Pulse still has the Black Series Princess Leia comic book version together with the all-white Darth Vader in stock. So if you're still looking for those figures, Hasbro Pulse does have them. Now, talking about Hasbro Pulse, I did order a display stand for 6-inch figures from them. I've been watching this for about probably half a year or so, I kind of hesitated to get this display stand because I have one which is very similar. Got it about, I don't know, more than a decade ago at this point in Japan. And it turned out to be a very flimsy thing, which didn't really work well. But what it basically does is that it holds your figures up into the air. So it's not just a display stand where you place a figure on, so you have it stand on the shelf. But it's one of those things that have a pole that goes up in the air and then has an arm attached. And then you attach the figure to the arm and you basically have your figure floating in midair. I saw that Hasbro Pulse had one as well, and I finally bought one to test it out. It's $15, and it came, and I have to tell you guys, I was pleasantly surprised how sturdy this thing was, because especially in comparison to the one that I already had. The one I had purchased previously, it wouldn't hold the figures up. They were just too heavy, and it just didn't work well. But that's not the case with the Hasbro Pulse display stand. And it's pretty cool. I mean, the display base does have room for two figures, and there's two pegs on there where you can plug a figure on. And those pegs are a really good size for the figures that they're putting out now. If you guys remember, they had a lot of problems early on where the holes in the bottom of the feet were inconsistent and they had different sizes. And every time somebody asks me, you know, what display stand I recommend, I can never really recommend anything, because I think it really does depend on what figures you're looking for to display, because the holes in the bottom of the feet, they are inconsistent. But that seems to be something that they might have fixed now over the past few years. And so this new display stand, which they have up on Hasbro Pulse, works really well. And it's fairly big. So it's this plastic see-through base. It has a bunch of holes in the middle and on the sides as well. And you can basically choose in what hole you want to put those poles in. So this one display stand basically lets you have three figures floating up into the air. And then you also have room in the middle of the base to display some figures. I'm going to put a link to this display stand into the podcast description so you can check it out and see what it looks like. Maybe you want to give it a try. But like I said, I was pleasantly surprised with this. And I might actually get another one to have some more figures displayed. Because currently I have, you know, Boba Fett is floating midair now. I have a Dark Trooper. Mando is floating. And then the heavy Mando is standing in the base. And Bo-Katan and Cosca Reeves are next to him. It's a little crowded now in the base, so I might get another one. But it makes for a pretty cool display. So if you're interested in having your figures maybe float up into the air, you know, like a Dark Trooper or some Mandalorian with a jetpack or so, take a look at this. Maybe that's something for you. All right, so we have Hasbro PulseCon coming up this weekend, and it's very exciting. I think we're going to get a lot of news. But it was surprising that Hasbro came out and they already revealed some figures last week, and then they also revealed more figures earlier this week. And so last week they revealed a Mandalorian 3-pack with Ahsoka Tano, the Mandalorian, and Grogu. The set is Amazon exclusive for $66.99. And I was pretty excited originally, because I thought, wow, this is cool that they're commemorating one of the best episodes in The Mandalorian so far, at least in my opinion. I really liked that Ahsoka episode. It was chapter 13 called The Jedi. And it was the first time seeing Ahsoka Tano in live action. And we found out Baby Yoda's name. And Mando tracked, you know, Ahsoka down in the woods, basically. And it was pretty cool. So great episode. And I thought that this 3-pack really commemorates this episode really well with those three figures. You know, the only downside, however, is the content of the boxes, because there isn't a lot of newness in there. Right, so Mando looks like Mando, and at this point, I mean, if you're collecting the Black Series line, you probably have more than one Mandalorian in your collection. I do have to say, though, this one, however, is the very first one that we're getting, which is based on the Season 2 outfit. It's just minor changes, but the right armor thigh is different. There's some minor paint changes as well on the outfit, where some of the armor parts are now painted in a dark blue, kind of grayish color. And that's basically it. They are also including a spear for the first time with Mando. And on the back, you now have a little thing where you can clip that spear to, so Mando can carry the spear on his back, basically. Those are all the differences that I saw so far. The figure is essentially the same one which they currently have exclusively available through Target, the Meldo Kreis version, but that one has the Ice Deco and the snow on it. So this Mando figure here in this set is the first clean one based on Season 2. So, yeah. All right, so and then Ahsoka, same figure as before, like the single box figure, except for she does now come with a soft goods cape, and it looks really, really nice, really good looking. Yeah, you know, but it's just a cape, you know. Grogu is such a tiny figure. You know, a lot of people always say, Chris, this is not a figure, it's an accessory. You know, I get it, sure. I do count it as a figure because it is its own character in the show, has its name, and, you know, it does things. But yeah, I get it. It's more of a Kinder Surprise Egg toy than an actual Black Series figure. And it does look different than the previous ones which they have released, but I have to say that there is a single box Black Series Grogu coming, and I haven't seen it yet properly. And this one here included in this 3-pack, it might just be a re-release of that one. But I'm unclear about that. So I have to wait and see what's really different about it. But again, you know, for over $70, there's not a lot of newness here in this set, in my opinion. I mean, let's be honest here. Din Djarin is, for the Black Series line, is really overdue for a soft goods cape. When you attach the jetpack to that figure's back, that plastic cape always gets in the way. Either the plastic cape is off too far to the side, or when you try to squeeze it in underneath the jetpack just unplugs and just falls off. It doesn't really work that well. So I think that Din Djarin is really overdue for some soft goods. And this would have been a good opportunity to include that, I think. And, you know, as far as Ahsoka goes, I'm just going to say that I think that the soft goods should have been included with the single box Black Series version to begin with. I think that every time they release a Jedi that doesn't come with a robe, that's an incomplete release to me. Because most of the time we see these characters run around in their robes. They've released the Black Series Episode 3 Anakin Skywalker, for example, or the Episode 3 Obi-Wan Kenobi. When they released those figures, they did not include Jedi robes, and I feel like that's an incomplete release. And I feel the same way about Ahsoka. I think that soft goods cape should have been included to begin with. So it is included here now if you want it. This is your way on how you can get it. But it does come at an extremely expensive price at over $70. So $66.99 plus tax. Yeah, it's, you know, over $70 for this set. I think that it would make a good introduction set maybe for somebody who's just starting out with the Black Series line, because all of those three figures are essential to a Black Series collection. You definitely want to have Din Djarin and Ahsoka Tano and Grogu in your Black Series collection. So if you don't have any of those figures, I think this is a good opportunity to get them and get that collection kickstarted that way, I guess. The set is still available on Amazon. I'll put a link into the description of the podcast if you want to get it and check it out. And I'll also put a link to galacticfigures.com into the podcast description so you can check out the press release and all the press images. One thing before I want to move on to other figures is that I thought that the reveal date was really strange, because they revealed it on Wednesday, which was the Andor release day. And, I mean, we're all talking about Andor and Andor this and Andor that, and there's TV commercials and YouTube commercials by Disney promoting the show, and there are character posters floating around out there, and Disney and Lucasfilm, they're all hyping Andor, and every message I get is, what do you think about Andor? Did you like it? Is it too dark? You know, where is this gonna go? And everybody's talking about Andor, and then Hasbro comes out and says, hey, we have new action figures from The Mandalorian. And no, it just felt off, you know. It was just the timing really felt off. So I think that would have been a really great day to reveal some Andor figures on that day. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to reveal quite a few figures from Andor during Hasbro PulseCon this weekend. All right, so if you've been following Galactic Figures or if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that last year there were some holiday figures which leaked overseas, and we were all wondering when Hasbro was going to release those, and they showed up on eBay and people were already buying them. I did ask them about those figures when they were going to come out, and was told that if they ever were to release those figures, it would be for the holiday season next year. Well, next year is here, and they have finally revealed those Black Series 6-inch figures. And, you know, just like the first wave of those figures, they're all characters which we already know. So they're repaints in red and green colors, traditional holiday colors, of course. And they all come with a little holiday buddy, like a pork or a mouse droid. I think one of them has BD-1 and Grogu included, and they're all kind of painted up in cute holiday colors. And just like Santa Claus is handing out gifts to little kids, Hasbro is handing out exclusives to their favorite retail partners. And every holiday figure goes to a different retailer, and most of them also have different online pre-order dates. So the first order Stormtrooper goes to Amazon. That goes up for pre-order on October 25th. The all-white Wookiee goes to GameStop on November 1st. Another November 1st exclusive goes to Walmart. That's the Biker Scout with Grogu. Then they have a Protocol Droid that also goes up for pre-order on November 1st. And that's an Entertainment Earth and Big Bad Toy Store exclusive. And then they have a gingerbread-looking Phase 2 Clone Trooper, which you can also pre-order starting on November 1st. That's a Hasbro Pulse and Shop Disney shared exclusive. And the very last holiday figure is the Mandalorian Din Djarin. That's a Target exclusive, and it goes up for pre-order on November 16th. So there you have it. Those are the six figures: a First Order Stormtrooper, a Phase 2 Clone Trooper, a Wookiee, a Biker Scout, Mando, and a Protocol Droid. I guess the first wave of those figures must have sold well, because otherwise they wouldn't make more. My hope for the future is that they choose different characters, because I would love to see, you know, maybe a Luke Skywalker, Han Solo with an ugly holiday sweater. I think that could be really fun. I think it would be more fun than these kind of somewhat faceless characters. And I also think there is a great opportunity to do a Macquarie holiday themed set. And I always enjoyed what they've done with the 3¾-inch line back in the days in the mid-2000s, early 2000s. They had a Jawa set back then, which had its own unique packaging. It had a Macquarie tie-in. It came with a greeting card. It had the famous image of the Ralph Macquarie drawing on it. And the set had a special display stand. I feel like with those kinds of releases back then, there was more care put into the product that was put out. You know, when I look at these holiday figures, even though, you know, they kind of look cute, but it does feel very much like a repaint, you know, just an easy money-making thing. And I get it, but still, I feel like, you know, they could be doing a bit more with these holiday figures if that's something that they're going to continue to do. I know that Funko does holiday figures. Of course, Disney themselves with the Droid Factory line, they always have holiday droids now. But those are also a lot cheaper. I mean, we're looking at $10 or what, $12 or so for a Funko Pop. And I know the holiday droids, they're what, $12, $15? For a Black Series one, I mean, we're looking at a $30 figure. I mean, each of those costs $27.99 plus tax. So, again, here in Washington State, you know, with more than 10% sales tax, I'm looking at over $30 plus shipping, you know, and in the case of GameStop, I have to pay shipping on top of that. That's another $6, by the way. So, yeah, this is probably, the Wookiee itself is probably going to cost me $35, $36. Just to get that here. And I find that pretty pricey for what you're getting for just a repaint. You know, if there was a little display base included, and I don't know, you know, maybe some Macquarie tie-in or something like that, I think that could really sweeten the deal quite a bit and would make it more attractive to me. But it is what it is. And again, lots of pre-order dates. I do have them all listed on Galactic Figures. So If you don't want to miss out, check out the link in the description. It goes straight to the page on the website that gives you all the press images, and it lays out for you where you can get what figure on what date. So Hasbro PulseCon is this weekend, and I am excited about it. And I know a lot of people collect more than just Star Wars. For me, it really is just Star Wars. But I am going to tune in to the Indiana Jones stuff as well. I think that's going to happen about 15 minutes before the Star Wars panel. So I'll be watching that as well with great interest. If you haven't seen it yet, the Indiana Jones trailer from D23, that's floating around online now. It's a really crappy copy, but from what I saw, it looked really, really cool and really fun. So I'm looking forward to seeing Indiana Jones again on the big screen. I just love Indy. You know, I've never collected any of the Indiana Jones figures, but sure love the movies to death. So I'm excited about that, and I'll be watching that. And then right after the Indiana Jones panel, the Star Wars panel kicks off at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time. And I don't know what we can expect. I mean, I think the only thing that's pretty safe to assume is that we're going to see a lot of Return of the Jedi products. I mean, they've already revealed the 40th anniversary line, and they also revealed some retro figures, I think, for the 40th of Jedi next year. And why not show us some figures and what they look like in the packaging, right? And so that could be really cool. And yeah, I mean, they definitely have to show us 2023 stuff. And 2023 is the 40th anniversary of Jedi. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. I say it almost every time on the podcast, but Jedi is my favorite movie. And I'm still amazed that they make toys based on it, 40 years later, or almost 40 years later. It just blows my mind sometimes. But besides Jedi, they have to come out and show some Andor stuff. Now that we're all talking about Andor, I mean, there's no way around it. So they have to have stuff ready. We already know that there's some leaked images floating around online of a card back that was... was it San Diego or a Star Wars Celebration? But yeah, there are some vintage collection figures pictured on a card back from Andor. So they should be revealing those this weekend. And that's a good thing because it's been pretty dry when it comes to vintage collection news, right? I mean, a lot of the stuff that they've revealed is Black Series. I mean, just this podcast episode alone is just all Black Series, Black Series, Black Series. And the last episode was also exclusively just Black Series stuff. So they really have to come out and do something for 3¾-inch collectors as well. And I think they will. So anyways, that's on Saturday, October 1st at 3:45 Eastern Time. And they'll stream it on their YouTube channel. And, if you don't have time to watch it, check back on galacticfigures.com over the weekend. And I'll have the summary up for you guys, and I can't wait to dive into this and check out the press material and all the images that they'll send through, hopefully. So, thank you everybody for listening to me yet again talk about Star Wars action figures. You probably can tell, but I am pretty excited about Hasbro PulseCon. I think when it comes to online events, PulseCon has turned into one of the coolest events of all of them. I mean, we get exclusive product, but also they put a lot of effort into this, and we get 2 days of celebrating toys and toy reveals and background info about some of the toys, and they also bring out some of the celebrities. I think for Star Wars, they announced Dee Bradley Baker is going to be there, and the guy who played Axe Wolves in The Mandalorian. And they also announced Michelle Ang, who is the voice of Omega in The Bad Batch. But anyways, check back on galacticfigures.com on Saturday or Sunday for a full summary of all the reveals. So thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe, and if you have a second, please hit the 5-star in iTunes or Spotify or wherever you are listening to the podcast. It does help the show. Thank you guys, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.